Is it enough to become a gadol with just keeping to the sidra yeshiva? This is a very important question. Let's talk about this. Just keeping the sidra yeshiva, I don't think this shayl just means the 6 or 8 hours of the sidra yeshiva. He means the derech ha-gadol yeshiva, is that the guy doesn't do anything. He doesn't ever learn Kabbalah, and he doesn't take on new chumras that the yeshiva says not noyig. He basically just lives like yeshiva, and he does that for 70 years. Avad, he learns basmada and a lot of besim musar, but no miyuchadik is storm and musar and avodah. Never said tikkun chatzais in his life. Oh, he just does what the yeshiva teaches. He wants to, could he become a god? That's what he wants to. The answer is yes. And we have many different that way. There's Rabbi Yitzchak, there's Rabbi Baraski, there's Rabbi Shmuel Bera, man after man, Rabbi Nocham, Rabbi Chaim Shalevis, man after man, did nothing but being a Yeshiman. Being a Yeshiman, but to the fullest extent. But that's what it was. They weren't busy with any other avodas. No, nobody knew of that. Nobody ever saw them catch with the small print somewhere under the bed. You know, there was maybe some Baba Meister circulating about different people, but it was that way. We have a derech, and we have a fantastic derech, and the gedolim that vaxes on this derech have a gevissa time that no other gedolim have. They have a gevissa time, and they are moving our Torah in a way that nobody else is. But then I'm not, you know, that I can't say bigger, but I'm saying there's a bezinu of time in them, and we have a derech, and anyone who starts saying, I have to dam rosikin in order to reach my madriga, it's not crazy, but all of this, and he was hoitzi atzvim min haklal at that point in the derech that yeshiva is being matchal. You'd like Rechaim Shalevitz, and you'd like Rechaim Shalevitz, and David Avon Masikin. That just was not part of the Avodah. The part of the Avodah was being a yeshiva man to the hilt. No matter what it says in Shulchan Aruch about the Ma'at of Masikin, it just didn't mean, just I think Lel Shavuos would be the only time that David Masikin. That was it. They have unsere derech could bring out real godless in people if you do it right. We have a derech. Anyone starts looking with something else, either this derech is too hard for him, so he needs a little singing and a little dancing and a little chodaydi. All those aforementioned rabbis never danced to the chodaydi of their life either. And they were turned off when they saw it or they heard it. We're not missing anything if you can shteltzu to it. Not everybody can shteltzu. If you can't shteltzu, so go take a second level. But the daily is all that the Olam HaYeshiva has produced are fantastic and very Muslim, and they're not missing anything. And the mahalach is, and this is the bezunah of the time of these gedolei yisrael, that they're not working on their midas all day and all night with meirdik hisbeinus and things like that. They're working on becoming metzias haTorah atzma by their dveikus in Torah. Now the Torah atzma is zis, the Torah is rachmana, the Torah atzma has every mile in the world. So, if they're going to be mizdabek in the Mitzvah Satera, it's going to be reflected in them, the Ne'imus, the Docher Dachinayim from Teira, and the Rachmanus from Teira, and all the Midis Yishoros, and the Yashchus from Teira, and the Mesamchal, every Chelik of the Teira is going to be Nishkaf in them, because their character is going to take on the character of the Teira. And that's the Bezunda Yefi of these Chachmisol that I just mentioned, which there could be many more. I don't mean to fuki anybody, but these are the ones that are most unfortunate. This was the Mahalach, and they take got to that. The Zizkai to read like a blazer shark. The Zizkai is not from working on the mitzvahs; it's from just being misatzim with the Mitzvah Satera. So the Mitzvah Satera is transferred to his own mitzvahs, and that's the bezunder tam that there are in these Gedolei Yisrael. So we are not missing anything. It's not the hard line mahalach. It's non-stop learning. It's always engrossed in muskolas. The level of legal learning is peladik. What do you got to do for it? It's so much easier. Other drachim is much easier. Well, I don't want to knock any other derech because there are grace given in all the drachim. But this derech is a real hard line, and you have to be a complete bookworm and a complete intellectual and complete academian in order to shelter to it. You know, when you have other chachembis and other chukas and other, you know, things, they go unsatisfied. And yeah, the kids are, but yeah, we're not missing anything. We just got to do it. We just got to shelter to it. But, you know, Rabbi Seinu are teaching us a clear derech.
If you don't, then go through Shas.
Now you're talking about the Hayntik Yeshiva is because they're going slow. That's another issue. I mean, that we discussed it all. He has to find other Storm to do it. I mean, you ask these Gedalia, how did they, when did they do the Shas? Let's say you would ask a Yid like Reb Nochum. Do you know anything outside of the stuff you teach? Like, well, what does he say? What are the facts? What are the facts? You'd like to know this, huh? Well, let me tell you, it's very interesting. There are a few things that you have to know. A Yid like Reb Nochum per se. I mean, I don't think I'm mistaken. I mean, this is, I think, what the Talmidim know. Number one is, he does not know like what Rabbi Yashin knows. He don't know it like that. That ballistic bikiyas, like Rav Kenny Yassi, they don't know it like that. But he does know Shas very well, and that's because he's a huge Lamdan. So if the sugi of Kalayim came in Agav Ruchem in Barbas Chadav Beis about Oymel Lekdor, he caught on to the Masechta Kalayim, a lot of it. And he caught on in the way Rav Yashin may not catch on. What's the Issa, what's the this? You know, a certain Lamdan Shekuk that they have, and the highly skilled Lamdan, they catch the mechanics of the Indian just by touching on it. And they learn an awful lot, and they remember, because they're Davik and Teira, so they don't really have the Shikha. And the wealth of knowledge of the Yom, they learn, spill over to many other areas. And these six blot, the way they do, they always did 30, 40 blot, but I'm saying that 30, 40 blot, it coils so many other Yom, you don't even realize it. And they do everything be'in or ba'amu gadol, so they have big chunks of it. Very big chunks of it. Again, that blitzdiger bekiyah is like Rav Yashiv Zatzal had or Rav Feinstein had. They don't have that. But they're not Amaretzim. No such thing. You're comparing it to a guy just learning his few blatt, but you're talking, once the person does Gadol B'Teira, he just picks up and the Yonam sits on his heart. Teirotzcho B'Seich Me'ai gives him a very big idea in the Yonam, and to the point that these blitzdiger bekiyah would have a lot of other talk with them and learning on the Yonam that they didn't learn. Just from how much it spills over. Additionally, a Yid like Reb Nochum had a Seder, an hour a day, twice a day, to learn Aptak. But most of his Amelis was just what he was teaching in Yeshiva, and stuff that he knew perfectly clearly before he would start teaching it. Like he's now on Dor Techesem Atem for the fifth or sixth time. He's thinking about Migu, which he's thought about and clarified, and he's perfectly clear on it, and he's still thinking about it again most of the day. They had an hour Seder twice a day. I'm sure Wazowski did something like that. Again, they're very smart. They know how to pick up. They have this Yad Dishmaya of, you know, so they end up being very big Talmid Chacham to the point that a Yid like Rav Vosner has a Geshmak talking to Rav Shmuel Wazowski about his Sokka, about his Shaila. I mean, they're just very knowledgeable and very clear. But it's not that ballistic and biki, is that, and that's what they favor, that Madrig Sateira more. Huh? They were yeshivas even without a yeshiva. They were hovering and learning as if they're saying a shiur. What are you talking about? They always were developing that ability. Rabbi Kaiser told me that he came to Rabbi Hanan together with Rabbi Shmuel Berman, together with Rabbi Nochum at the same time. They were like the babies in the yeshiva. He said after a few months, Rabbi Nochum started saying things that he didn't know. He had no shaykhus understanding. He just had the head for it. And he just started saying things that they didn't know what they were. They didn't know what he was talking about. They came all equal, all had go, and suddenly, I mean, the ones who have the real head for it, they're always Rosh Hashivas, what are you talking about? I mean, they're always learning that Chalimba. So sometimes it's with Talmidim that I'm saving them, sometimes it's without Talmidim that I'm saving them. But this is what they're doing.
What is doing?
They do? I understand, but that Ben Azmanim, they're also harboring. They're doing their thing. Don't think we started, okay, now we're doing Masechta Krisis and Me'ilef and cover the top of Ben Azman. They weren't doing that, Ben Azman.
Everything was the 30 blat, the whole year long, 12 months ahead.
No, they found two blat in Masechta Pesachim to do the whole Ben Azman. I'm sorry. I mean, they found a few blat that they dig in, and from there they catch on to the whole thing. They get the achiz on the table, you understand? That's what they do. So they start learning Chomus Noisha, and the Rovis, they get a big feeling in Yonah, more than the guy you know that spent 10 years on it. They can push to talk more intelligently on the subject. Because they're highly skilled learners.
These the
Yeshiva
Malachas that they use the
food
of Ben Azmanim too?
Of course. Well, if you walk to Rabbi Yishai Ben Azman, what do you think he's doing? No, it's Pesach Ben Azmanim, he's Harvey Nechus Kong Pesach. As a Ding Rai with Nechus Chenech, he's Harvey Ben Azmanim. The same style. It's the same style. So you just got another few blatter, but that's all it was. And the guy, they learn, but even during this man, the hekif in their learning is tremendous. I gave you a module that comes in the Sugya of Kalayim in the middle of Hezekri. They just catch on. They catch on well. So you talk to one of these Yidden about Bikurim, you're going to be shocked to see what they know and how they understand the Chalukim, this and this and that. I mean, they're just very alert and very much there. So even though the Derech Halim was not just always busy with the pace and always busy covering ground, always having and engaging with Shane like other Gedolei Yisrael were, see, Rav Feinstein had both matters. He had both abilities. I mean, he's like a very, very unique mind. He had like a blitzdik of keys and everything, and China, Yeshiva China 101 times, a few times, you know, and he also had all his tailors and all that. Most people don't have both. It's not like that, you know, that's like a very uncommon. Yeah, but he was mischar and all that, no?
Could be
in those days. Yeah, I'm just saying, but not. Yeah, I understand, but not the rabbis I mentioned. Hey, you want to go back? You're gonna ask me for the Bach also. You know, I'm talking about what we know, our rabbis that are teaching us and showing us the way. For you to go back to far, it would be too hard for me. I mean, you know, they had bigger kaychas. You know, I wasn't talking about the Bach. I mean, maybe the rabbi also. Like, I probably don't know. Like, you know, but the ones that will always be my eye in from Kin Vaison, like that. Those are the ones I was talking to you about.
Did they ever make a Shema like from Sechas Rosh Hashanah?
I think if they were poor, they did. Yeah. It wasn't about the Shema. They didn't think that's my merit. You know how Rabbi Feinstein used to say that if I ain't blood, can't make a Shema. They made a Shema, they're what? I mean, whatever. They're in Yonam, they're things. Again, like I told you, there was an hour or 2 hours a day, or different times of the day, that they were miyachet with. They were. So maybe they made siyumim, but I'm saying that wasn't where the chayim was coming from. And not only that, the tzarech of all those starim was just to complement the im. That if you're being ma'ayin in yonam and you don't know, and you're missing some basic knowledge, your im is lokui. Suppose you're learning mesif tekshubas and you never heard of the din of amitzi mechamel v'raya. The joke's on you, right? Your ian is lucky if you're missing a certain basic information. So, in their level, they needed that bikinis just to supplement, just to enhance and complement their ian star. But it was just ian from morning to night, and that was what they lived for, and that was the chiyus. And if you needed a little bikinis for it, just like if they had to do a cheshire and math to figure out a tesis and sukkah, but dive into that, that's how they were going, you know, getting more knowledge. It was all to facilitate the Ian Star. Beautiful shot about what I'm saying. It was just wrong shooting.
Yeah.
Remember, he lived 150 years. He lived more than anyone else lived. So he had more time to learn. Also, he was very not busy with the cloud until he was 85. Yeah, he did, because he saw nobody could do it. He saw exactly what I told you. It's a death for Yechid
HaMachash.
That was part of the shmuz, you know what I mean? Or is that nova? You know what I mean? But it's a dove pasha that, like, you know, it's a... No, but again, those days it was not 3 or 4 blot. I made that point. It was 40 or 60 blot. That's what it was, like a real chunk, what they learned. The 4 or 5, you know, that it wasn't accepted at all, and mostly for the other reason, because you don't have the knowledge that your aim means anything. That's really the main concern. But no, also, you just tell a tzibra, go be ma'ayin and learn what mamish b'chol tegim. Who has the head for it? Who has the say? Who has the drive for it? Who has the belief for it? Well, you being ma'ayin and tzibra, you can't be talking that way. You have to be talking about the tzibra, you know. And then each yochid, it's made to be done. So now, and those are the guys who will grow bigger. Okay, let's go on.